I just want us to bless God this morning. Also for the fact that you are seated here this morning, that by the grace of God we are all counted among the living. I want us to appreciate God and thank God. He gave us life. It's only the living that can praise Him. He sustained the life in us. It is not because of how good we've been, even though we are children of God. I don't have to tell you. But His mercy that are new every morning. He renewed the mercy again this morning. It's like a renewed contract. They said they are new every morning. He renewed this contract with us again as we wake up this morning. And great is His faithfulness. I want you to look beyond yourself this morning. Look beyond your need this morning. And just look at what you have, not what you don't have. So that it will be easy for you to praise God. No matter what you don't have, there's so much that you have. You have hope. You are seen. In Jesus' name, we have given thanks. Good morning, everybody. I believe you've been enjoying the service. Especially the people that came for the first service, I was thoroughly blessed. Please, if it is, I think it's going to be online. You may want to listen to the conversation we had at the first service. Very, very, very interesting and enlightening. Praise ye the Lord. Please, I have a short announcement this morning. You know, today is August 22nd, the year of our Lord 2021. So, in the next few days, we are going to be moving to September, October, November, and December. Like play. 2021 is going. But may I invite you to a meeting? This Tuesday, we are going to be praying. Let me read from Revelation chapter 12, from verse 7. I read. And there was war in heaven. Please, so all these things we talk about warfare, they are not fictions, though. The only thing you can't see what is happening now. Because the spirit is a spirit. And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon. Fierce warfare. And the dragon fought and his angels. Where was Michael fighting, for all you care? Can the devil fight God? He wants to fight us. We are the target. And that's the truth. Because he knows that when we are happy, God is glorified. And prevail not, neither was their place found anymore in heaven. And the great dragon was cast out. That old serpent. I mean, just to let you understand this same guy. So the serpent you saw in Genesis, this one we are talking about, the guy is actually a dragon. But he masquerades to be like the great serpent. They call it that old serpent. Called the devil and Satan. What define Muburukwe? In case you want to assume that it is not what they are talking about. We deceived the whole world. He was cast out into the earth. And his angel were cast out with him. Verse 10. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation. And strength, and the kingdom of God, and the power of His Christ. I want to understand it. The kingdom of God, and the power of His Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God, day and night. This guy is consistent. I'll be honest with you. Please, don't think life is just living like it's consistent. Verse 11. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of their what is testimony talking about? The goodness of God, the faithfulness of God, the kindness of God. They overcame him by talking about what God had done. Please, if you are fond of not giving testimony, repent. What do you give in testimony? Look at this. That woman. I followed my son to Jam. Can you come? I follow this. You women and sons, children. I will bring. Oh my God. Chai Omolawa. It is where? Are you Omolawa? Eh? Omolawa. Our daddy know why you Omo now. Kill any more so. What about our daddies? Eh, Chai, why you Omo ni? Ame. We are not now. Eh? I won't come to jail, sir. Hey, they help ministry me. They are not even helping my ministry. What can do come here, sir? Now, praise the Lord. Hey, omomio, you must get a job. Hey, when they say, can you come? Hey, bamio, hey, kilo shele, kilo shele, mama. I was sending the message to one of our sisters. I said, sweet mother. I won't bring church, they are sweet mothers. Yes or no? Please come for yourself. Men too are sweet fathers, so we are sweet fathers. I clap for us. Now, don't even clap. I clap for sweet fathers. So, praise the Lord. The word of their testimony, the Lord not their lives unto death. Verse 12. Therefore rejoice ye heavens, and ye that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea. For the devil is come down unto you, having great wrath, because he knoweth that he hath but a short time. Let me tell you something. It is true. Physically, we are positioned there. But don't ever forget that we are seated with Christ. So physically you are positioned there, but you are supposed to be in your conscious mind where you are seated. Or else, if you think all is this place and you are misbehaving in this place, no. He said we are seated with Christ. So it's a balance. So you'll be saying for the inhabitants of the yard, while we come for them. Yes, but he said we are seated. You know what it means to sit? That should be your abode. So on Tuesday, fast and come by 5. Don't come by 5:15. We are coming to deal decisively with the assault against our progress. We'll be warring against every evil operation set up against our destiny. And we'll be dealing with delays caused by evil traffic warding. Red not on that. They call the evil traffic warding. If you join us in Wednesday prayer, you will know that the prayer has moved to another level. And it's not getting out of that level in recent times. We are coming to deal with disappointments, difficulties, destiny destroyers. Yeah. And evil DNA. We want to erase every evil DNA on Tuesday. Please come by 5. Praise ye the Lord. The message of this morning is good news. Everybody say good news. Say good news. I'm going to be speaking again on the victorious living. Second part of it. Psalm 8 from verse. I read from verses 1 to 9. Psalm 8. O Lord our God, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, who hath set thy glory above the heavens. How suckling mouth of babes and suckling as thou ordained big train because of thy enemies, that thou mightest still the enemy and the avenger. That is what we call an avenger. The enemy, you see, the manifestation of the enemy. It's not like just the enemy you are talking about, though. When I consider the heavens, verse 3, the works of thy fingers. This moon and the stars which thou hast ordained. Verse 4. Please, can we read verse 4 together, please? What is man that thou art and verse 5, please. For thou made him a little lower than the angels, and hast crowned him with what? And what he? Oh, no, no. That is who you are. The other one is somebody trying to make you believe something else about yourself. And anything you believe, you will manifest, actually. There is no amount of anything. That's why I said believe. 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 That's why Jesus Christ is always talking about belief. No matter what anybody says about you. In fact, some people have good money in their account. They believe they are poor. And they will be acting poor. They will be behaving poor. They will be misbehaving. Like I said, they have money in their account. Some people have cars. They have houses. In their mind, they are poor. And actually, they are poor. Their manifestation is poor. Their bills are paid. They are getting paid. You know why they are poor? You know what happened? When they have this thing now, they won't even enjoy it. Somebody just bought a car. The next 3, 4, 5, 6 years, you don't need another one. You are still eyeing the next car. When you are driving the one you just bought, I hope you are not poor. So there's no way you can match your enjoyment. You woke up this morning, look at the brand new day, August what? 22nd, in the year of our Lord, 2021. And you are not enjoying it now. You are thinking about next week now. May you not have a poor mind. Go sing, you can't enjoy life. When the Bible says, this is the day that the Lord has made, I will do what? Please obey scriptures. Rejoice. When you get back home today and madam, anybody put something in front of you, madam, there's no madam, maybe madam has traveled. Go and put something in front of yourself and rejoice and be glad. Enjoy today. Enjoy your relationships. Enjoy your children. Enjoy your husband. Enjoy your wife. Enjoy life. It's very short. I have to inform you, you may not understand. It's short. 10 years ago, you were how many years old? Now, I remember when I turned 50. You see me now. I don't know. It's not fair. Now, okay. See, what the day I turned 50, somebody is telling me about another figure now. I'm a young man. Now, see, am I not a young man? I'm telling you, please see, just 7 years has passed. I used to think, 7 years, my children will be telling me, Daddy, I can't believe I'm clinical. I said, believe it. I want to go call and Dagba. Bingo, I was talking to you one day. Bingo, I say, sir, I can't even believe I'm telling somebody. Muni Bingo, you better believe it. I got it there. He said, you crown the Son of Man. Crown him. Please, may you not know. May you not get to heaven and know what you are supposed to deliver on earth. May you not get to heaven and know that you are not supposed to be fighting your husband, fighting your wife, fighting everybody. Verse 5, for thou hast made him a little lower than the angels and crowned him with glory and honor. Verse 6, thou madest him to have dominion over the works of thy hands and put all things under his feet. Please, what has God not done? May I ask you? Are you praying for in prayer that he has not done? What are you disturbing God for that he has not done? Money is not in the hand of God, it is in the hand of men. When you give them what they want, they will give you money. As I'm speaking to you now, after the service, how many people will not eat today? Do we eat? How will you know about the car? About the petrol station? You know what? I want you, they understand this girl. What they package themselves. What humanity we need. You don't have to, they don't have to pray for anything. Are you in church this morning? Are you sure you're in church this morning? So, the money is not in the hand of God, it's the hand of men. Stop disturbing God for money. Think about what you will do with your life. And if you are doing what is not selling, go and look for what is going to be. The poor people we need. You don't have to beg anybody. They will come. Change your strategy. In case, change your strategy. Send someone in case. In case, you say in case. Change your strategy. They will be telling you they are sending aid, they are sending one thing. They are packaged everything. Everything, anything you have, you need them to help you. You need their brain. You need their intelligence. You need their education. You need everything. In fact, to govern, you need their books. To live good life, you need their information. Yes or no? To discover who you are, you need them. They must tell you the vein in your blood, the blood in your vein, the kidney in your head, the internal kidney. To even human, you need them. To look good, you need them. Yes, that does not answer to prayers. It answers to meeting the need of humanity, and they will give you money gladly. Are we in church together? Are you listening to me? Do you understand what I'm saying? Yes. All sheep and oxen, yea, the beasts of the field, the fowl of the air and the fish of the sea, and whatsoever passeth through the path of the sea. O Lord, our Lord. Let's see last verse together. 9. Please. How excellent is what? We are in the earth. Excellency. He gave us, he created us, he provided for us. Absolutely. Everything on this side of eternity, we designed it, he designed everything. Humanity designed everything. The way it's going to work. We designed everything. The way it's going to work. So as far as God is concerned, God has blessed us. He has given us everything. That's why the Bible says, he gave us all that pertain unto life and godliness. You see, what we are coming to pray about, there's some situation that we don't understand. Maybe there's some forces, there's some things that's not making people think. That's what we want to come and war against. Praise the Lord. Now, but I want you to beware of what I call traps that undermine or destroy destinies. And I will tell you a story in the Bible. And I will tell you another story in the Bible. Beware. So, because as who we are, as conscious being, we cannot afford not to understand the way it works. Beware. Kiyesi. Anyhow, they say beware of dogs. What will you do? What will you do? Beware of dogs. What are you going to do? Shut up, Waja. I beg you. Ruth chapter 1. And that's why, you know, what we discussed earlier this morning. Men had a lot of impact in what their family would become. Decision of men. And that is why we need godly men. In fact, don't tell me that your wife is praying more than you are praying. Because everything rises and falls on leadership. We need godly men in the world today. Because there are more men in the affairs of the world than women, yes or no? Look at Nigeria. Women don't even have chance. Now it came to pass in the days when the judges ruled that there was a famine in the land. And a certain man of Bethlehem, Judah, went to sojourn in the country of Moab. He and his wife and his two sons. He took them there. They bought ticket. They took trip. But there's something he did not know. He did not have an information. He did not seek to find out information. I'm sure that man is not a spiritual man. Even though he came from Judah, he did not know some things. If he had had information, he wouldn't have taken that journey. And I'm not too sure if his wife is too different from him. They slept. They put their head on the same place. Please, sometimes, men, look at me. Men, please, when your wife is telling you, Daddy, Eneka will buy, please consider. Yes. Anybody can make mistakes. It doesn't matter. And we are not the head. But you know what? Wisdom does not reside only in the head, though. Wisdom can be distributed across, but even your children. Your children can minister to you for all you care, as in minister to you. In fact, you are getting some age now. In another few years, you will find out who will be controlling your life. Daddy, you can't go out. No, you can't go out again. No, daddy, you have to stay. Okay. What about the sonny? All this one, I'm daddy, and I can do anything. You will soon find out. You will need them more than ever before. It is as you lay your bed now that you rely on it. If you are used to not having friends with your children, they will just come. We'll just come to say hello to you. Etinlaw, yeah, daddy, etinlaw. That will not be your story. 5 minutes, but you know my law. To fulfill your righteousness. Verse 2. And the name of the man was Elimelech, and the name of his wife was Naomi. And the name of his two sons were Mahlon and Chilion. Ephrath of Bethlehem, Judah. What define it? Because Tiwa. And they came into the country of Moab and continued there. Listen to me. The famine they ran away for was caused by God. Forget it. When God is in charge, you stay. When the devil is in charge, you can fight. But how do you know God is in charge? How do you know God is in control? Tell me, and I will share another story with you. How do you know? And you are telling me, it's not that we are just reading Bible. No, it's not that we are just coming to church. You see, if you are not well informed, I'm talking about well informed, to take decisions. There is war in heaven. There is somebody that wants to deceive you. You are supposed to go right, he said go left. You are carrying women of earthly virtue. You know what? You are carrying women of each virtue about. Want to drain your tongue? Capacity want to grab away. Oh no. May God not bring Korofo back to home. After you have picked your own, say Gobe, you have picked your own wife, turn your back. Lead us not into temptation. Verse 3. And Elimelech. Naomi's husband died. And she was left her two sons. Whom this woman did not have information also. As at this point in time. She was supposed to have turned back. The man died. They will think it's a natural death. Yes. They wouldn't know. They will not know. They will think he was just sick. He was just this one. He was just this one. Something was behind it. Now, verse 4. The husband had died though. The woman did the marriage ceremony for his two boys. In Moab. She did not have information. May you be informed. I said may you be informed. You know you are not listening to me this morning. I said, may you be informed. Yes, you need information. She took wife for his two sons because the husband had died.
Then they took wives of the women of Moab. The Bible recorded this. The name of the one was Orpah, and the name of the other was Ruth. And they dwelt there about 10 years after their father's death. You know what? Let me be honest with you. God can be one in first year one, year two. Do you know some people, there's nothing you tell them in church? What you call it? You can't change their minds. They're just listening. When they get on, they will do the same thing. When they get to money, they will do the same. You can't change their mind again. It's called the heart of stone. May you not have the heart of stone. I said, may you not have the heart of stone. When you are listening to instruction and you are not changing, something is wrong somewhere. The enemy is at work. Year one, they escape it. Year two, they escape it. Year three, they escape. Year four, they escape. Year five, until the 10th year. No children, no. Both of them. Is it natural? No children. Their mother was not praying. She was not praying. She was not seeking God. She was undoubtedly struck. That will never be our story. She was not sick. She was careless. Until tragedy struck. Churchy, please listen to me. I beg you. Let me listen to me. He said, draw near to God. He will draw near to you. He said, my hand is not short, I cannot reach. So you find out that the husband and wife, they slept and they put their head in the same place. Because when the man died, the woman can quickly do a reversal. In case the man is too much in control. The man is not allowing her to rest. 10 years. 10 years notice. 10 years to change. 10 years to repent. 10 years. No children, no nothing in 10 years, the two of them. 10 years to find out. 10 years to pray. That's where prayer and fasting comes in. In case there's a mistake. 10 years to listen to God. You think God will not send people to them? Your guess is as good as mine. You think God will not send messages to them? Your guess is as good as mine. You think God will not? God will have spoken all perspectives, all angles. Humanity, we are very tough. We are very difficult. We are not as simple as we are looking at ourselves. You know, man, Jane. Some people have made up their mind. This is what I will do. I say, God will help you. When some people come to you to talk to you, they have made up their mind. They are just talking for talking's sake. Some people, they are just wasting your time.
Verse 5. So after 10 years, tragedy struck. And Mahlon and Chilion died also, both of them. I don't know. Both boys. Yeah. Both boys. How do you wait for this to happen? How do you wait for this to happen? How do you tell me that God is not faithful? What happens along the line for this to happen? After they died, she arrived, she arose, and she was going. After they died, she lost everything before she realizes the reason why she lost everything. Who is deceiving who? And may I take you to somewhere in scriptures? Please, can we open, please, Deuteronomy chapter 23 from verse 3 to 6. Deuteronomy 23. So why did they die? And God gave them so long a notice. You know what happened? God cannot deny himself. The word of God must come to pass. Now please, if you are playing games with the word of God and you think you are escaping it, be careful. If you are an hypocrite, you are doing what you like, you think you are escaping, be careful. Be very careful. very, very careful. If you are not truthful, you know, like I said in the morning, it is difficult to say truth. People can color truth in any way. Be careful. I read from verse 3. An Ammonite or a Moabite shall not enter into the congregation of the Lord. Even unto their 10th generation shall they not enter into the congregation of the Lord forever. Verse 4. What did they do? Because they met you not with bread and with water in the way. They've done you evil. When ye came forth out of Egypt, and because they hired against thee Balaam, the son of Beor, of Peor, of Mesopotamia, to cause thee. When you call shake with someone. So take away, take it. But if not for the fact that God stood for their defense, God knew what he did. Why the cause did not alight on them. They did not know. God knew the battle that he fought, that we are talking about in the mic now. You didn't know anything. He said, that keep Israel in that slumber, no sleep. You can take God for granted, and you knew how much you pay for security. God knew the kind of thing he did to sustain them. God said, I don't want to do this again. I only have to instruct you what not to do. So that is why when God speaks to us, please, so let me be honest with you. We have limited understanding. We are not seeing beyond our physical eyes. I can tell you. When God speaks to you, don't do this, don't do this. Do you know what? It has implications. You can just say, there's nothing I cannot do. It's my life. Who told you? It's borrowed. They gave you life. You just open your mouth carelessly. You just say, you just do everything carelessly. Please see. No, it's not fitting for a child of God. Verse 5. Look at it. Nevertheless, the Lord thy God will not hearken unto Balaam, but the Lord God taught. Please let's see together. That's it. Verse 5. Please let's see together. Please let's see this together. What? Go. The Lord. Wait. The Lord thy God. Do you know what he's doing for you? Do you know what he has done for you? Do you know the investment of God in your life? You are taking it carelessly. No! Do you know the army sustaining you and me? You don't know the cost. You don't know! And you don't have to know. You only have to obey him. That's what he requires from you. And your obedience helps you to succeed. You only have to obey him for crying out aloud. That is what is called pride. Nothing else. Look at what God said he did. Maybe they didn't even know. They did not even know. Elimelech did not read anything. He was not reading anything. He was not even going. He was just careless. He doesn't want to know anything, including his wife. Now, will not thy God, will not hearken unto Balaam. Look at it. But the Lord turned the what? 6. The curse into what? Now let me ask you a question. Do you know the cost of turning curse to blessing? Do you know the put a cost on it? I need you to put a cost on it. You say pay time, you are not pay time, you are not giving offering, you are not doing, put the cost to it. God said do something, you are not doing it, and you are lackadaisical about it. Nothing will happen. Put the cost to it. Turning curse to a king or shake, turning a curse to bless him. That's some level of hard work in the spiritual realm. And they will say, come and pray. Say, no, I don't have time. I'm going to work. They have come in from somewhere. They have come. I say, no problem. He turned the curse into blessing. He not gave them a warning. He gave them a warning.
Look at the preamble of what had happened in the spiritual realm. Look at some people will read it and read it as if it's just English. Return cost a blessing. If I know that according to cost. No. Return cost a blessing, yes. I will return the cost to blessing. English word. Yes, cost to blessing.
Let's read verse 6 together. 1, 2, 3, go. Verse 6.
For thou shalt not, nor thou, all of thy life. Elimelech did not know it. There was famine, he sought their prosperity.
Anytime I see, oh no, people don't know what is going to be breaking of a day. Of that day, I say thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Anytime I see another breaking of the day, that is what I say. I say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. What else can we ever give to this God? Think about it. What else can you give to God than to just obey him? He said, for who is good? He said, don't seek their prosperity. That's not good for you. It's going to be a poison. Don't take that bribe. Don't do that thing. Don't go in that direction. Don't do that business. It's going to put sand inside your gari. That business you want to do. Don't do it. Don't take that money from mama. No. Don't do that. Do you know that there are warnings and there are warnings and there are warnings? And some people have collected some money inside their own money. And the money they put inside their money consume their money. Some people have moved with some friends. The friends they have moved with took charge of their life and turned their life upside down. Some people have had business partners. And the business partner took them into partnership with hell. Some people have been in a relationship. And the relationship, they hug him. Oh, I love you, hug. They give them evil hug. Evil hug. That is evil kissing. Come back to girl, I want you. Hold your tongue. Bite your tongue. There's some people. All they are going about, let them just kiss you.
Back is the time I have for mission all there. You know, for mission all there.
There's nothing they cannot introduce to your life. And when to introduce it, they have introduced it. Some people, if you have any affair with them, that's it. Their destiny, what is what the Kurofu? Could sing until they say, you may have to return back to where you have missed it. And some people are praying and praying. No, sometimes you don't repent. You return. This is what I've done. And the Holy Spirit will bring it to your remembrance. You are just lying to yourself. You sleep with some girls. That's it. That's it. And you sleep with some men. That's it. Because they needed something. They don't need you. Maybe you heard about Yahoo Plus Plus. Plus Plus Plus. Yes, now. Are you not ready on social media?
Hello? Are you in church this morning? Are you in church this morning? The Lord is faithful. I said the Lord is faithful. I can't hear. I said the Lord is faithful. I said the Lord is faithful.
He has not called him out of Jacob to seek him in vain.
I've made a covenant with myself by the grace of God that as much as possible, I don't want to stand in a day and mess somebody's destiny up. No. It's a covenant with myself. I try and make you happy as much as I can make you happy. I try and don't think nothing. And after, come one life to live. Yardstick of God's judgment. Do you know the yardstick of God's judgment? Do you know it? Do you, how will you answer to God your assignment in life? It's going to be at a cost. Let's go to the next story, and I'll be very quick. My brother, my sisters, serving God is pleasurable. I'm not here to tell you fables. No, I'm not telling you fables. I'm not telling you fables. Paul said, he said, my teaching and my preaching is not with the enticing one of man's wisdom. It's demonstration of the spirit and of power. So that your faith. I'm not telling you stories of fables from scriptures. No, not at all. I close with this. I may not do justice. Psalm 105 from verse 16 to 24. Now, who knows what God is at any point in time? Think about it. So how do you stay on track? How do you maintain your position? How do you not take loss into your own hands? Moreover, he called for what? Who called for a famine upon the land? Upon the land. But he wants them to go somewhere. He called for a famine upon the land, break those type of bread. Verse 17. Now, he sent a man before them. Even Joseph was sold for his servant. Let me tell you something. If God needs you, there is no how God cannot use you. But he will sustain you with grace. It doesn't matter how Joseph got to Egypt. It doesn't matter if he was sold. It doesn't matter if he was... It doesn't matter anything. Is God involved? Once Oluwa is involved, it doesn't matter. He was sold. Not only sold. Verse 18. Whose feet they hot? Everybody say hot. Everybody say hot. Hot with fetters. It was laid in iron. So the prison experience of Joseph, we read about it. Verse 19. Until the time that his word came, the word of the Lord tried him. Look, let me ask you a question. All the things you think you are passing through, can you synchronize it with the will of God and the counsel of God? Can you align it with God? Are you out of plan, out of purpose? Are you taking loss in your own hands? Can you feel the grace? Can you smell the grace? Can you feel his presence again? Until his time came, he made something beautiful in his time. May the Lord beautify your life in his time in the name of Jesus. When God shows up for you, who is the person? When he shows up, Abba, who and who? What are they talking about? Until his, you know what? When the time came, by the word of God, they have not born the devil. They have not born the demons. They have not born the principality. Because the guy stayed the course. And he was not staying the course, not being profitable. You know his story. He was staying the course, being profitable. He was not conscious of what he was passing through. He was not conscious of his challenges. Of course, he has feelings like you and I. But this guy was still standing in the midst of those challenges. What are we doing with our lives? The king loosed him. Even the ruler of the people let him go. He made him lord of his house and ruler of all his substance. By the time people and have dealt with people and he takes them to this kind of position, you know what? Everything, pride, everything must have been evaporated. No, God sifts the wheat from some. He has sifted the man. That's why some of you don't understand when God has to sift you. He has one lot of control the yellow. Or else you will just be cold and hot. Welcome and mix it up. The world will be saying, hey, say Christian, no, Abomolon is in a child of God. We don't even understand what he's doing. You will confuse the world. You will confuse the message. You will not be able to deliver the message on point with your life. Israel also came into Egypt and Jacob sojourned in the land of Ham. Verse 24. That's the conclusion. Why did he do this? Why will he send a man before them? Why? Do you know what? Faithful men. There are people that when we get to heaven, they will line up behind them. Faithful men. Nations can line up behind some people. You know what? They've dropped their life for Jesus. That's why we give our life to him. For him to use us anyhow he likes. You drop your life, you take your life back. You know what? Faithful men. Men. There's always something to sacrifice to you. I can't talk to you about sacrifice. I can't talk to you about sacrifice. What are you talking about? How many times have I had to go to work in the past few weeks? Which work? Parami. Can't you know the gravity of this work? It's a full-time job. There's no part-time pastoring. Any am I bored? It's only when you have time, you do your own small thing. You can't do it. It's not possible. What will I be telling you? I'll go and be reading on the internet and be talking to you. www.readmessage.speak to people. And you are smarter. And when I woke up, you've been on the court message. You've been on the court and pasted. Now look at what God wants to do with your life, with your sacrifice. Look at what God wants to do. He wants to make profit with you. He saved you at the quit with your... He must make profit with your life. And, verse 24, and he increases people greatly and make them stronger than their enemy because of one man that is saying, can we rise up this morning and raise up our hands to Jehovah God this morning? Yes, now. Yes, that's what we are talking about. Raise up your hand to God and tell God. Please just talk to him. I don't want to talk to him for you because they don't call me. Your job is your job. My job is my job. They mean more. Say, just talk to your father in heaven that loved you so much. He crowned you with glory and honor. He crowned you with glory and honor. He made you to be head of all his works. Everything he has made. That's what God has done for you. You are precious in his sight. But there is a way God works. You can't let God do. You can't tell God to be doing. You can't control God. He's the Almighty. That's who he is. No, you are not the one to control God. You are not the one. Our life in his hands. I know that I can make it. I know that I can stand. No matter what my way, go my way. My life is in your hands. No, that I can make it. I know that I can stand, no matter may come my way, my life is in your hand. With Jesus I can take it, with him I know I can stand, no matter what may come my way, my life is in your hands.
Oh Lord, our God, how excellent your name is in all the earth. Father, Lord God of heaven, this morning we say our life is in your hands. Lord, you have not called the house of Jacob to seek you in vain. You are a rewarder of them that diligently seek you. Father, Lord God, I pray, Lord, for all of us, including everybody watching online. Father in heaven, you will visit us anew. Please, in the name of Jesus, refocus our attention on our assignment. Father, Lord, God of heaven, peradventure, some people's hands are with fetters. And it is about your assignment. Please grant unto them grace. In the name of Jesus. We will not fail you. We will not fail destiny. We will not fail the men that you have sent us to. We will not fail the women you have sent us to. We will not fail the world that you have sent us to. In the name of Jesus.